Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you pray with me, please? Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Amen. I would urge you to find that prayer. It is a portion of Psalm 25. You can find it in Lutheran worship on page 321, or in the Lutheran hymnal, if you prefer, on page 128, because that will also form the basis for what we do here this morning. We will, by the way, conclude the message this morning by praying that prayer together from Lutheran worship. This is a portion of a Psalm of David, a portion in which David earnestly prays for guidance, where he confesses his sins and expresses his confidence in the Lord's abiding love and goodness and mercy. Show me, teach me, guide me, teach me. Not only that we pray that God would do these things, but show me what? Show me your ways. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Communicates a powerful message to us, and in turn, a powerful prayer for us. The temptation from our own sinful flesh, as well as the world around us, is to teach us and guide us and lead us in other than God's paths and His ways and His truth. David was no stranger to being misled. He had been given all kinds of bad advice. He had been told what kind of armor to wear, you will remember. He was told what kind of weapons to use. And it was when he depended on the Lord's ways and the Lord's promises and the Lord's word that he faced the enemy and won. And throughout his life, then, he could indeed say, show me your ways, your paths, your truths. And for us also, it is his ways, his paths, his truths that direct us. Others will embellish this in all kinds of ways, make the unimportant the important, mislead us, get us off center, offer to us different kinds of ways, different kinds of armament, different kinds of weapons. And we need to pray this prayer, show me your ways and paths and truths. And the reason is a good one, the only one, for you are God, my Savior, or as King James would say, the God of my salvation. You're the only one who can make that claim. You're the only one of whom that claim can be made. And therefore, we can indeed trust your ways and paths and truth. Because my hope has always been in you. It has never been disappointed. You are a faithful God. And that is why I can say my hope is in you all day long, continuing. And if you look at the text, you'll see a marvelous threesome here. A remember not, and a remember. First of all, remember. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Not only does he ask God to remember, it causes him to remember that this was the faithful God. He recalls a whole history of God dealing with his people, who dealt with his people in mercy and in love. But at the same time then comes a plea, remember not. Strange to ask an all-knowing God to not remember something. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. What a marvelous confession. Other places in this psalm, in 11, he uses the straightforward words of forgive or pardon. Or in verse 18, take away all my sins or forgive. And then the other, remember, but in this time, not remember my sins, remember me. Remember me, the one who you've placed in the palm of your hand and promised that no man would pluck them out. Remember me. Now remember me how? According to your love, for you are good. It's the only reason, isn't it? The only reason we can presume that God would not remember our sins has nothing to do with anything in us. He doesn't say, remember me because, and then refer to himself. He says, remember me out of something which is intrinsic in God, according to your love. Accordingly, because you are good. It is your goodness alone, your love alone, your mercy alone, your grace alone, that I can even presume that you wouldn't remember the sins of my youth and my rebelliousness. What a wonderful prayer to keep us on track in God's word and God's word alone for our direction. What a wonderful prayer of confession that acknowledges our sin and goes to the only source of forgiveness, our wonderful, loving God, our Savior. And what a wonderful prayer that acknowledges that the only goodness doesn't reside in you and in me, but resides alone in God. And we can presume on God's goodness and God's faithfulness, on his mercy, on his grace, that he answers this prayer. And indeed, our sins are forgiven. Will you then join me in praying this prayer together? Is found in Lutheran Worship, page 321, the 4th through the 7th verses. Will you pray with me aloud together? Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Teach me. For you are God, my Savior. My hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Amen.